This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So, the bottom line is the Raptors win the title, and now everybody wants to know, is Kawhi going to stay or go? Is he going to bolt? A lot of people think that he's going to go play for the Clippers, right? That's the flavor of the day. Everybody's on Kawhi to the Clips, and there's a lot of people that believe he'll stay in Toronto, and that if he stays there, they just keep winning because they got a really good team, right? They just won the NBA championship, and then people still don't believe it. They're like, oh, they won because Durant and Thompson didn't play, and you could think whatever you want about the injuries. The fact of the matter is they got the trophy to get the rings. That's it. It's over. Toronto won it. How do they keep him? How does Ujiri, who's got his own little nightmare going on right now with this problem with the Alameda Sheriff's Office, those idiots should just drop that. Just let it go. I mean, honestly, are you kidding me that this guy can't get on the court when his team wins the NBA championship and he's the head of everything? Are you kidding me? What kind of half-ass treatment is that, that this guy can't get on the court? Someone explain that to me. How does that guy that runs the team not have credentials to get on the court? Seriously, someone explain it to me. So now he's in trouble with the popo in Alameda County? Whatever. Here's the deal. What they should really start worrying about in Toronto is that they're offering that guy $10 million a year. Is that accurate? $10 million a year and ownership, a piece of the team. In D.C., right? So he gets, he becomes an owner. And he makes $10 million a year. It's like, John Gruden stuff, right? Not even Saban or Dabo makes that kind of money. $10 million a year, if it's true, to go to the Wizards. What would you do, Mafia? Would you stay in Toronto after you won a championship? Or would you take $10 million and have an ownership piece in D.C. and have Wall and Beal still on your roster? And then what do you think Kawhi will do? So Ujiri and Kawhi.
I think them winning the title definitely helps the attempt to put Kawhi there. I mean, if you got knocked down the playoffs early, it's just the same as usual. Even though you bring this guy in, you make this big trade, you make the Gasol trade, things like that. Then, yeah, the guest probably says, you know what? Why am I going to stay here? Let me go home. Go where it's sunny, go where it's nice, because they got a better chance. The fact that you ran the East, and now a lot of these other teams that you were competing with are probably getting worse, whether it's Boston losing Kyrie, whether it's Philadelphia potentially losing Tobias Harris and or Jimmy Butler. I mean, Milwaukee will probably be pretty much the same, but you handled pretty much everyone in your conference. You got a good chance to go back to the finals next year and repeat. I think them winning it and doing it against the Warriors, and now with the injuries to the Warriors – that pretty much knocked them out next year. You got a great chance to repeat. Why not do it?
So you think he's staying?
I think you got a better chance of him staying than you ever had before.
So
if they won.
What do you think of the people that say that he should, he's already won with two teams and got two MVPs of finals. And then now he could go do it. No one's ever done it on three. Who is it? It's
LeBron and Kareem did it on two.
So now this guy could go be the first to ever do it. Go play for the Clippers and try to win one with them. Now remember, their odds have skyrocketed. I'm not a big fan of this is just me, but I know some people get off on futures. You know what I mean? Like, oh, they're the favorites to win it all next year, and I come from the school of my ass. You know what I mean? Like, I don't believe any of that stuff ever. The Lakers are gonna win it all next year. Who's actually eating that sandwich? Are you serious? They haven't even done a deal yet, and they can't even make the playoffs, and they're going to win it all? Shut up. I don't buy into any of that stuff. And, like, the Clippers have huge odds at 6-1 or something to win it all. The Clippers have never smelled an NBA championship. Now, I think he would certainly make them a lot better, but I think they're – I have a problem with, like, they're winning at all just because they have him. Toronto is so much more loaded with talent than the Clippers.
And the only reason those two teams are that high is because of the rumors, because of how it's pretty much thought that he's going there and that AD is getting traded to L.A. because of the maneuvers Rich Paul's made to try to get him there, whether it be telling Boston he's not going to sign and the demands that Griffin's made that most of these teams can't even, you know, get close to. Those are the only reason those two teams are up that high. I guarantee you come July 8th through 15th, whichever date that Kawhi signs, if he doesn't sign with the Clippers, they're dropping way back. And if the Lakers don't make that trade, if somehow the Knicks swoop in and make it, or Boston still has the guts to say, you know what, we'll trade our young players and take the chance anyway.
There's no way the Knicks are getting him.
Then with those odds for the Lakers are dropping way back.
What could they possibly do to get him?
I think they have very little chance. But I'm saying if the Lakers don't get him by some, if he goes somewhere else, then they're dropping way back. Those two teams are only up there because of people assuming they're getting AD and they're getting Kawhi.
Well, I think they are. I think they are getting AD. I think Rich Paul, it is all inevitable that he's getting his boy, LeBron, his other guy, AD together, and that's why they're favored to win the NBA championship because everybody knows it's going to happen. It's not going to be the only team that has a shot at him is the Celtics. And he doesn't even want to go there. His agent doesn't even want him to go there. He said if they trade to the, you know, because I don't necessarily think that, the Pelicans, want to deal with, you know, whoever. It's the agent has nothing to do with, in my opinion, who they want to trade him to. If they want to trade him to the Boston Celtics, they're going to do it whether Rich Paul likes it or not. And so he'll go there for a year, and then after that, he'll leave again. It is what it is. But what his plan is, obviously, is he wants him to go to the Lakers. And if the Lakers give him everything they want, the Pelicans, I think, will make that deal. I don't think my guess is he's going to L.A. He's not going to Boston. He's definitely not going to the Knicks. I don't believe that for one minute. Not only do I not believe the Knicks are getting him, I'm starting now to believe they're not getting Durant either. Because Durant's done for a year. Everyone that keeps telling me that he's 31.5 opt-in, then he gets a 5-year Supermax to stay with him, new building, stay with his boys, keep playing, keep winning. If Durant, Green, Curry, and Thompson, because Thompson's getting a Supermax too, he's going to sit out till at least March or April, right, with an ACL surgery. He's out, Durant's out the whole year. I don't care what anybody says. The facts remain is that you know what they're going to do with that team, right? Those two are going to be out. They're going to play Cook more, Bell more, McKinney more. They're going to play Looney more. They're going to have Green, Curry going off. They have all the rest of them on that team that they can stick in there. Jarebko, every one of them. They're still going to be solid. They're not going to be kicking everyone's ass every night without those two and just dominating. I still think they can, you know, easily make the playoffs, easily be in even without them.
Right, they could be like a 5 or 6 seed in the West.
Easily. They could be as good as Boston was this year where they were the 5 all year and everybody kept saying, including me, that we're just waiting for them to turn it on in the playoffs because I thought they were built just to play in the playoffs, play the Bucks, whoever. But I think it's the same thing. So if he stays there, that makes the most sense to me. So my point is that if he stays there, the Knicks get nothing. I said to a guy today, and everyone I'm sure will laugh at me, at the end of the day, they're going to have R.J. Barrett, which is kick-ass, and then what they really have is nothing besides R.J. Barrett. So you got Moutier, Smith, Mitchell Robinson, R.J. Barrett, and I believe they're not getting Kemba Walker either. So here's the deal. I think that they should, believe it or not, I've heard some people say, wait till 2020 to do this. But in the interim, I would go get Randle. Listen, you can say whatever you want about him, but Julius Randle is a badass, and he's violent. Like, he's no joke. Straight to the rack. Every time he gets the ball, the guy goes to the rack. He scores. He's like, what? I mean, look at his numbers. You pull him up. Pull him up. He had a great year in New Orleans. He was always tough with the Lakers. You can't even deny it, right? You can't even deny it. He got even better with the Pelicans. The guy had a career year. And they need someone that's rugged and badass, like, you know, Larry Johnson-type player. That's what Randle is, if you ask me. Would you disagree with that, that guy can physically ball? Mafia and Santa Butcher, tell me the truth. Do you think he can ball?
Randle this year, 21.5 points
and
a 12? game. 8.7 rebounds and 3.1 assists. He shot 52% from the floor.
I mean, that is kick ass. I thought he was more like 21-12 and 5, and I didn't know he shot 52% from the floor. Mavi, that's staggering numbers for him, because look at his career numbers. I bet they're not that high.
15 points a game. Rebounds are about the same, and he was up a little bit in assists this year, too.
Okay, so up and everything. Up 6.5 points per game on average. You know how hard it is to average 21.5 every night in the NBA. Do you know how hard that is?
It's really hard, especially down low as a big man. When they're phasing that part of the game out, and you get some of these other guys like Nurkic or, you know, Jokic, these other guys that can swat shots,
dude,
when you're down there.
That's
a badass. Great job for him.
I averaged 13, and it's like the hardest thing I've ever done in my life, trying to maintain that. You know how hard it is.
Right.
Some nights you have 18. Some nights you have 8. And then try to keep a 13 a night average when you play once a week, not 4 games a week or 82 games. Try doing it over 82 games. We play 8 games, Mafia, and I try to maintain a 13 or a 14. It's brutal. It's brutal.
Especially because he's a guy that's not – he wasn't starting for them. He wasn't their main guy. He started 49 of 73 games.
Would
he played
you?
30 minutes a game. Like, that's not some of these guys that play 40, 38, 40, 44. Like, he played –
So
three,
do you have a problem with that?
I'll bring him in.
Like, would you have a problem with that move?
No, absolutely not.
Because they're going
to
have
him. I loved him in L.A. I'll take him here.
They already know that R.J. Barrett is there. That's a done deal. They're going to get him. So no one else is going to play for them. Durant's not playing for them for a year, even if they got him. It makes no sense to me. It really doesn't. Like, this whole talk the other night, do you remember Mitch Lawrence telling me, give him 4 years and have him play 3? Like, to me, that's stupid ass. Why not just get it? Like, if you're next year, so he got 31.5, then he can get a 5-year supermax from them, or he can get a 5-year supermax from the, or, you know, a 4-year deal from the Knicks, whatever. If he really wants to play for the Knicks, then he can go play for the Knicks after he's back from his Achilles.
After those young players are better.
But in the interim, would you not, listen to me, sign this guy? Honestly, I would, Randall, and then keep him. Can you imagine having Durant, Randall, R.J. Barrett, Moutier,
Smith Jr.,
Smith, and Mitchell Robinson and Trier. Honestly, to me, that's solid.
It's a good young lineup.
Solid team. Solid team. Would you like Julius Randall on your team if you have no other choice? What choice do they have?
Nothing. I mean, I'd take him right now. I mean, I'm a Heat fan. I'd take him on the Heat right now.
Boom.
We have no money, though, so we can't go do anything. Everyone's going to opt in and take their ridiculous
contract. He's leaving New Orleans, right? Because they got Zion there, and this guy's unrestricted, right? He can go wherever he wants. I'm pretty sure he can leave. I think Randall's free to go and do whatever he wants. I could be wrong. That's the guy I would get because they're not – I mean, you got nothing with Durant, or you get this guy and he'll give you 20 a game, every game. Wasn't that what did Melo average, 20? He was worthless, but he gave you 20 a night. He didn't win anything. He didn't win championships. They're not going to win a championship with Julius Randle, but they'd have a solid guy that bangs, and then you'd have the big shot blocker in Mitchell.
Randle's under contract for one more year.
So he can't even leave there?
He can't leave.
Jesus, you got to be kidding me. So you're telling me he can't even leave there, so they'd have to do a deal for him. I thought he was a free agent.
I think it might be his option this year, and then he's unrestricted next year.
Okay, so, but it's his option?
I think he can opt into this year.
He can opt in for $9 million.
He can opt in, but he can't leave. Is that what you're telling me?
No, if he declines a player option, then he's free to go.
That's why I'm saying he's going to leave. He's just going to decline the option and go, and he'll be able to go play for anybody. So here's the deal. I would go after him. I swear to God.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.